Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
Big ups to everybody. New show tonight. Philly Shine. Definitely. I'm ready to show off a new day, new music. Of course, that's my startup song for all my ladies out there. We're controlling this. I'm definitely about showing off. I have some new music from my peoples, Benny Boxill. New music from Big Face Denny. New music from Key West and them, from Eye of the Storm. I'm just ready to really go in and show off. And I want to say hi to the people who are on the call right now. I appreciate all the callers. I'm going to get right into that. And definitely, if you do want to speak and say something, all I need you to do is just press the number one, and I'll get right to your call. So my first caller, 267-986. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nice, calling out of South Philly. What up, H3?
Hey, what's good, baby? It's the boy. It's Nice.
Oh, yeah. Man, you already know, man. What's up with you?
Definitely getting ready for Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. I'm just here showing off. I got my other peoples on the other line. Welcome Rich Ruger to the show. Welcome back to Philly Shine. Rich, how you been?
Feeling good. What's going on with you?
Definitely chilling, getting ready for Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. I got MC on the line right now, Kid Nice. He's going to be shooting his video for Bad Girl, right? Is it Bad Girl or Bad Chick?
It's Bad Chick, you know what I mean?
Bad Chick.
That joint going to be official. It's going to be shot by my man Dre from Owl Vision. You know what I'm saying? You know, Tommy Brown and I'm going to be in the building. So it's going to be a good look, man. I just need all the sexy bad chicks to come out and support Kid, man. Video going to be up in a minute, you know what I mean? It's a good look.
Yeah, definitely a real good look. Shout out to you, Kid Nice. I'm going to have to go and see if I can amend the flyer because I think we got it saying Bad Girl. You know, I'm going to do the final promotion for these next couple days. Print out a couple thousand flyers and just spread them around the city.
Yeah, H, the promotion for this show is definitely crazy. I've seen about 6 different flyers. Like, I mean, you know, you getting it in every month. You heavy out here.
It's definitely about growing, and if you want to come along and grow with me, it's whatever. My door is open, just not the smuts or losers. I have no time for that.
Hey, man, but, you know me, man. I'm there every month, so, you know, I hold it down for you.
Definitely. I know you do. You sure do. And that's why I actually have your lovely Didi co-hosting for me. And we're going to get it in all crazy. It's a VIP party, bottle service. I'm going to have a couple of other models there coming through to, you know, show off a little bit. We're going to see who else is invited. But also, we have another caller in queue who pressed the number one to let me know that you want to speak. My boy from Eye of the Storm, Key West. Welcome back to Philly Shine.
Yo, Honest. What's up, Miss Lady?
Chilling. I got Rich Ruger on the line and
Yo,
Kid Knight.
What's going on?
What's up, cuz?
What's good, yo?
Rich,
shit,
what's good
know?
With Ghetto Star ENT? That is the CEO himself. Welcome back to the show, Rich.
Just chilling. Working hard. That's all I can do.
I know that's right. Definitely shout out to the hard work you do. But we're going to show off a little bit. I mean, before I get everybody else on the show, I do love this little mix that I did. And I really ain't coming at no goddamn body because I don't have a problem with people. I handle all my problems. I get mine. But definitely shout out to that Waka Flocka beat. I had to do my little something to it. Check it out, y'all, before I get to showing off. My boy, Benny Basile. And I'm going to go download Bad Chick so we can play that tonight. Oh,
yeah.
Email it on to me, Nice.
Gotcha.
HonestFire@gmail. Yeah, handle it. But yeah, y'all, check it out. I ain't really coming at them. But if the shoe fits, put it on. Have fun.
What they do it. What they do it. What they do
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X-Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But any time cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field. And he catching what I'm pitching. Yeah. I'm so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping help on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
But definitely, you don't get paid to be a freak. You know what I'm saying? Not really. You get shitted on. But shout out to the ladies who freaking. You know what I mean? It is some ladies out there freaking. I was just on my homie Daydon Tolbert show, and it was crazy. It was crazy. One of the girls questioned Key West. She said she didn't understand how every time she got with a man or the men that she was with wanted to just bust in her face. Like, everybody wanted to bust in her face. Like,
like, yeah, you zooming.
I was thinking to myself.
Yo, you zooming.
I was thinking to myself while I was listening, like, she's got to be inviting it. Because how was every last one of them going to want to do the same thing? What you think?
Yeah, I was just like on a whole nother planet till you just said that. Like, you just brought me back to Earth. Like, I was just daydreaming and shit till you said that.
I just see how sex gets that attention. That's crazy. You know what? Key West, you just did the Homer Simpson thing. Like, ooh, we're pretty dogs.
Yeah, basically. I was on a whole nother fucking planet till you just said that. Then it was like, what? What?
Work.
No, it was crazy. please check out Daydon Tolbert for anybody who does it. Like, I'm definitely.
Yeah, she got a target on her face.
Oh my goodness. She's wearing a red turtleneck, right? Bullseye. I kind of was thinking about, like, while I was listening to it, I'm like, wow, I remember when somebody tried to do that to me. Listen, yeah, you know, I always, y'all know I'm honest, I divulge it all, like, it's whatever. But I remember my boyfriend or whatever, I think it was like the second or third time we were going to have sex or whatever. So, you know what I mean? He said, he was like, I'm coming. And he was like, where do you want me to come? So I was like, come wherever you want, right? Just for some heat of the moment stuff, right? So he just was getting ready to climb over top of me, right? And I just jumped off the bed like, what the hell are you about to do? And it ended up, like, on the floor and on my foot a little bit. It was too funny. Like,
hey, honest, let me find out you scared.
But come on now, like, oh, no, my point was.
You need to stop that.
No, see, my point was,
that's,
like.
That's good. That's good for your facial features and all that.
No, it is not. It is. No, it's not.
Rub it in a little bit, like. You can be a cover girl. You can be on the Maybelline commercials and all that shit, like Queen Latifah.
Wait a minute. I once heard on Cosmo one time that it was good for your hair, but for your skin, QS, come on now.
I think y'all watching Son About Mary and shit.
What'd you say, Kid Knight?
I said, y'all watching Son About Mary over there.
Oh, yeah, right. How about that? I don't even think that worked in her hair. Oh, no, yeah, it didn't work in her hair.
But no, this is my personal opinion. I think it's good for your skin, your hair. Like, females, if y'all listen to my voice, try it. I got an endless supply if you need some.
You know what? Kiki was. See, that's why I'll be coming. You know what? I think this definitely calls for my boy Looney Tunes. This song is crazy. I mean, shout out to the women. Like, I love that, you know what I mean? The pussy doesn't really have any mess like that. Like, it's simple. Like, I let him go all down there and kiss his face afterwards. But that porno stuff just looks nasty. You ain't never kissed a girl with cum on her face. Tell me you have Key West. I will slap you, Philly.
Sorry. I ain't saying it's good for men's skin.
But anyway, back to the plug. I'm getting ready to go into. Definitely Key West. Shout out to the video reality show that's going to be coming soon to YouTube, hosted by your girl Honest Fire. Let's find Key West some love. Like, the title changes every time I mention it. But we're definitely going to have, like, 50 of the most beautiful women, all shapes, all sizes, coming through.
Hey, Anna,
I love
all shapes and sizes.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh,
you
the one that get up on the show now.
You the one that said that, Kimas. Don't play.
Got all shapes and sizes now, Honest. Come on, man. You're going to have to get their feelings hurt.
You don't want pressures on the show.
Okay. The Geo Experience, yo, definitely said hello. Hello back to you. But I
guarantee though, after we do that show, I bet you all them girls' skin and hair gonna look better too.
Definitely. But then we'll probably have more girls for the next show, because you know how it is. Like, you only find love for like a month after the show, then we got to the new season.
Exactly, the new season. I'm ready for it.
We haven't even started the first season of For the Love of Mr. West, but we're going to get the second season started too. But like I was saying, I'm all about girl power and stuff like that. Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes for this song, Powerful Draw. And definitely shout out to the fact that women don't really make mess like men. We, you know, Powerful Draws. Check it out. Philly Shine.
In the room, I I'm looking at lingerie. She looking good and a smell from a mile away. When I get inside them drawers, I'ma taste. Then after that, I get it banging like the 808. Let's get it cracking, yeah, let's get it popping. Cause when we both start, you know ain't no more stopping. Get the baby oil, rub you down, start massaging. Call my bed Ozzy Osbourne, let's get it rocking.
Oh, 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 shawty, I done powerful drop.
Show off a little bit with my song by my baby from ATL, Boy Looney Tunes, Powerful Draws. Definitely that track goes so hard. I love that track. Shout out to the new callers that we have on the line right now. You're definitely tuned into Philly Shine with Honest Fire. Definitely trying to hold down a lot of people and show off some artists. And if you want to say something, just press the number one, then I'll know that you're in queue and that definitely you want to talk. 215-909, welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This Ms. Guntown, baby. How you doing?
Hey, welcome back to the show, baby girl. How you doing? Missed you.
I'm doing good. I miss you, too.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. Are you coming out this Sunday to the Diamond Spotlight at Mill Creek Tavern?
Yes, I will be in the building at the Diamond Spotlight with the VIP.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. We showing off this Sunday. But, Key Rush, are you still doing your video shoot? Because I know we already got the one for Sunday. I said, are you still doing your video shoot Sunday? Where are you going from now? Wes. I don't know. Wait a minute. I think I muted his call by accident. Sorry, Keith. You open now?
Yeah, I'm open. I'm open.
Oh, you outside. Where are you coming from?
For the love of Mr. West. Coming soon.
Man. I was able to do your video shoot this Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure enough
now. All right. Oh, what's up? All I do is win.
All I do is win. No doubt. That was actually just on Sister Man radio show just now.
Awesome. Shout out to definitely, that's a definite hot track. We're going to definitely check up on it. But I have some new music. Definitely Dragon was on the show this past Thursday. Definitely is my new favorite word. I've been using it all day long because I needed to define things, definitely. But this song is definitely a problem. If you're getting money, oh, man, like, you just got to do it. Shout out to the boy, Dragon, Swiss Beats, and the dude. More to come with him. He's definitely getting ready to do a collab with my man, Key West, and he's willing to work with everybody. Hopefully, I get him out here for one of my Diamond Spotlight events. Let's check this out. Oh, man.
Money, right? Motherfuckers, catch it up.
Oh, man.
You better catch up, man.
I get money. It's the same as bitch niggas wanna take it from it. The money, right?
bounced out. I chopped the head off the coupe, left the tonsils out. Threw the shoes on it so it's not barefoot. That new exhaust on it sound like a werewolf. Goons on the outside, foam on the inside. Suicide doors up, then I put it in drive. I'm gone now, that boot got it. Got niggas like, fuck is that blue by me? Dimes on the right side, ducks on the left side. Chauffeurs in the parking lot, tell that nigga let's ride. Shorty here, she act like I'm leaving out the backside. We did it on U-string, you can see drag lines. Banging from the outside, going in the inside. Damn, shorty ass fat, you gotta see it bend right. Too many haters in the street, I don't understand. Niggas trying to stop my paper, damn.
Oh, man.
Finally let the threat out. I'm sitting at my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah, I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like hot cookie. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, why wouldn't you? You know it's HE, my vision is HD. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors, damn.
Oh, man, I'm getting money.
I'm looking good. Oh, man. New music, Swiss Beats, Drag On, and Drag On's artist, the dude. He said he learned some stuff, so he wanted to pass it along to people. So it's definitely a good look. He'll be back on Philly Shine showing off some more new music later. Shout out to my girl, Miss Guntown. She was just tuned in. She hung up or whatever, but I definitely wanted to say goodbye to her. I love that woman. I love their whole crew. Dot Six Entertainment is definitely in my heart. You know, definitely is my crazy word for the day. But we have a couple more callers that called in and pressed the number one, so I'm going to get to them before I get to my guests for tonight. Vinny Basile, 267-259. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Vine. What's up?
Hey, Vine, welcome to the show. How you doing?
You know, I'm chilling. I was just calling to give a shout-out, telling everybody look forward to the CD, the mixtape. We almost home. It should be done around, I give it May at the latest.
Okay, definitely. That's what's up. Big ups to you. Am I going to see you this Sunday at the Diamond Spotlight at Mill Creek?
Yeah, you know, anywhere that is popping at, I'm there. You know, I'm definitely coming to show love. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got that good call from Nicki Minaj the other day. You know what I'm saying? She liked it, one of my songs that I had did. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be going down New York to see what's up with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing promised, but, like, that's just more motivation. All Philly rappers, keep your head up. Like, you saw me in the studio yourself. Like, I'm a real motivated young Philly rapper.
Yeah, definitely. A shout out to you, and make sure you keep updates with me. You know, I'm showing off people all day, all the time. Getting ready to do it with my people, Vinny Basile, and definitely shout out to my Southwest brother Vaughn. Thank you so much for him tuning in. He's doing big things. It's about stepping up. Sometimes you got to make opportunities and sing your music out there, because if it's good, somebody is definitely going to show you love. And I think before I introduce Vinny Basile, I'm going to play his track first, and then I'm going to ask the opinion of the people who I have listening on the line. So if you guys want to stay on and give an opinion, please do, but sit back and listen. This is a song by Vinny Basile called They Know. It's my my shit. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I'm. You know, I think I might stop cursing for the rest of the night because I am getting ready to start doing a nice G-rated show of Philly Shine on Saturday. Because, I mean, I love the attention that I'm getting, and I do understand that is entertainment needs to be for everybody. So, to be able to entertain everybody, I will do a daytime show without any cursing. I'm not sure about the name. We might do a little vote on what I'm going to call it because I want to keep it separate so nobody really Googles Philly Shine and listens to all the stuff that we got going on over here or whatever. But I definitely want to keep it separate. I don't know what we're going to call it or whatever. But shout out to everybody everywhere showing me love. You know, I would name you all, but it would probably take a whole show. I'm going to do a dedication show one time. But this is my boy, Benny Basile. They know.
What's up, by the way? Nicole. Yours, Benny. Walk with me. Ahead of my class, which means niggas levels I pass. By far, I planes over car, y'all gas. I mash, I'm the rap over car, y'all trash. I dash like a 40, y'all 0 to 60. And stab like a sports car, who won it with me? It's bad, I'm older than y'all. With way more wisdom, way more style. 12 off, way more pistons. I've been fucking the game, dog style. Skipped admission, twisting, turned out without licking the kitten. Then I skidded and burned out. I knew my position, I had to choose. So it was either you or that kitchen, I needed food. So what else gon' stop a nigga hunger pain? Cause ain't no pussy gon' make me miss that money train. So once the money came, the head felt better. She used to say yuck, now she sucks till it's drained. Tell her bitch giddy up like a horse, cause I'm the cure for her pain.
I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know.
Like even when I'm broke, why the fuck would I complain? Got a gift, I could charge about 100 just for game. This real shit to sum it up and make it plain. I'm this shit wherever I sit, gon' leave stain. I don't do this for the glitz. I do this for my niggas doing this. Who stood tall and ain't snitch? I do this for that nigga with 15 and on a 10 to 20 sitting at the 6th parole hit. I do this for the pole chicks in the struggle who take off their clothes and strip but just to get a cup. And not to justify wrong, but this greedy ass world told you sex sells and you look better in that song. Poor choices, but why would I blame sis? When most of y'all fucking suck for bucks, so that's the same shit. A different class, same course to me. So a pretty hood chick ain't no different from a corporate freak.
I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know.
Judge not, but be judged. Stand firm, won't rock, no, will he budge. Won't tip over even when I see blood. Been dragged on my face, both knees in the mud. So how you figure I will not appease to the sun? When it struggles 100 degrees of pure sun. Enough to blind you, cost one, let me remind you. Porcelain ain't marble, but it's still gonna shine too. I feel like most rappers is Shy Moe. I was in the can on a dime with five and before Shine Blue. So that's probably why you can't feel a nigga. Ask the pen who the realest nigga. They don't tell you, ask again who the real gorillas. The true silverback. Smoke you like kite with no filters on the back. Shows a liking to the OGs. Fuck Mike, cause they ain't play ball. No, they got filthy off of crack.
I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know. I really think it's time niggas need to know how nice I am, how nice I am. And if they don't, they running later, they slow. But I'ma really make sure that they know. Make sure that they know.
Big ups, and definitely a real, real, real heartfelt rest in peace shout out to Notice partner Brian. I just heard about it, that it was your people that passed away yesterday, and I guess that's why when I talked to you earlier today, you were in the mood that you were in. So much love to you. You know, X Squad DJs, we definitely all support each other, and just definitely a heartfelt gratitude to just knowing you. And I know the things that he did, Brian, definitely made my people feel comfortable when they came up to Youngstown last year. Rich Ruger, Ghetto Star ENT, just let me know. But definitely a quick moment of silence before I get into my interview. For Brian, rest in peace. Wow, man, I feel like crying because I know that God meant a lot to her. But it's cool. We'll get back into the show. Felicia, I have my artist that I wanted to introduce to the show. Like, you know, guys, I show ownership of everybody who I interview, and I show them so much love and definitely have a chance to show off myself and others. You know, welcome to the show, Benny Vasil. Welcome back to the show, I should say.
Yeah, what's up, Honest?
No, I'm just chilling or whatever, here showing up. I have we have callers in the call log, but if you want to speak so I can know everybody who's calling in, please press the number 1, and then that'll put that your hand is raised and you want to say something, you want to show off, give a shout-out or whatever, or if not, you can definitely welcome to listen. I'm planning on entertaining tonight. So, Basile, welcome. Can you please give everybody a little background about yourself, like where you come from?
Benny Basile, that's my name. Mr. Far from your typical, the modern-day Malcolm, man. I've been in the penitentiary for a long time, man. I did 10 years, so I fell in 96, you know what I mean? I've been down for a long time. So I'm just getting on the rap scene. I've been out pretty much about a year, year and a half of hard work, you know what I mean? It's kind of paying off already, you know what I mean? But I'm like an infant in the game right now, so, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet, you know what I mean?
Just getting your feet wet. Sort of, but you said you spent 10 years in jail. What was that like? Were you able to express yourself as a rapper, like, in jail? Do you find that that was, were you, did it keep you out of trouble? How were you, like?
Well, actually, I never really rapped in jail, like, that's how I would vent with my frustration. I had wrote like 10 albums worth of material that I never even put out. And I never was like, you know, niggas used to rap on the gate and all that, but that wasn't my style. I never was out because I felt like, who the fuck is going to be in here that I'm a rap for that's going to sign me when I still got 7 more years to do? You know what I'm saying? So I really wasn't into rapping like that, you know what I mean? But I would write, constantly write and write and write. So I came out, you know what I mean, a few different times, came out, ended up going back, came out. And then when I went back in, a couple dudes, when I know 51 Lifers, you know what I mean? Like, dudes that's real close with me, you know what I mean? And they was like, yo, man, how you keep going out and you ain't, like, trying to rap? You really nice. To me, I just thought, like, man, that's just typical shit. I ain't really saying nothing. Like, you know what I mean? They like, no, nigga, you nice. You can get on with this shit. You taking risks and, you know what I mean, doing shit in the street, taking risks of coming back to jail when you got something that you can make legitimate and legal and get some bread off it. So I kind of pushed the rap away, like, twice. Then the third time when I came back, I said, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice, put out Project All Season Volume 1. That was my first project.
And when did you release All Season Volume 1?
Last summer.
That's what's up. I would like to say that is the reason why I have you on the show right now. You gave it to me for free at my last event. No. It was at a friend of mine's event. You were giving out the CD for free, and I got my copy. And I just put it on one day while I was cleaning up, and then I just let it play through. Like, well, have you heard any other feedback, like, it's being that you've released it a year ago? Have you ever heard any feedback like that? Like, somebody just like, wow, just like really blown away by your music?
I mean, everybody that played it was like, yo, man, anybody hear this, you going to get on. I can play this joint, always through this joint, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it was dudes that challenged me and said, it ain't no way you can make nothing better than that. That's why Volume 2 on the way, by the way. Yeah, that's out. That'll be out probably the end of April. You know what I mean? Volume 2 is like destroying Volume 1, just me competitive with my own self, you know, because I compete with myself. I don't really compete with other rappers. I compete with myself, you know what I mean?
As you should. As you should.
But yeah, a lot of people gave me good responses with Volume 1, man. Like, they really was, like, impressed with that. And that was actually the first time I ever been in the studio, you know what I mean?
Recording that album? Because you said you always were a writer, but that was your first time recording?
Actually getting behind the mic and all that. Yeah, shout out to Chad West. That's where I did most of that with Chad West. Also, my man General Tut, who do a lot of my beats, my producer and engineer.
I wanted to go into tracks from Chad West. Cause did you send me any of them?
I sent you. It's All Right. That's a joint I did with Chad.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna process of uploading that into the show right now. But yeah, that's definitely a powerful track. But I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who's a local businessman. He has his own record company. He does his own events, Industry Rises, and I'm definitely, that's my word for the night, joining him for Industry Rises Volume 2. I'm on there with my song with G-Stacks, A Girl Like Me. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like hearing that song. But Key West, please meet Benny Basil. Basil, please meet Key West. I am the Storm.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you feeling tonight, bro?
What's going on with you? How you feeling? I'm good, man. You know, pretty much working hard trying to weasel in this industry, man. You know
what I mean? Oh, that's what we all doing, man. Don't let nobody fool you because of what they say these stats is. We all in the same boat.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But QS, I know that you could definitely give an opinion about doing things independently. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, yeah, there's no better way than me right now.
Could you tell everybody, like, a little bit about, like, your history, how you came about, just, like, I'm going to have my own company, and instead of just, you know what I mean, doing stuff on the others?
Well,
would you say you had advice from other people, or was just something that you learned from experience?
The way my company actually came on is, I mean, at one point I was dealing with the whole Warner Brothers situation and everything like that. But it was like, you know, so when I got out of that, you know, I was just kind of chilling. You know, I was dealing with this person, record label, that person, record label, just to see, you know what I mean, what busy was hitting for. And everybody I encountered, either they knew less than me or they was, like, fraudulent, you know what I mean? So, you know, I always had Vinny with me, you know what I mean? Vinny's my blood cousin. And then, you know, Rel's my nephew, he started singing. So it was like, I started my company because it was like, all right, I don't want my family to go through what I had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know what I mean? I got a little bread left, you know what I mean? I got a know-how. So I just started my own thing, you know what I mean? Basically, I started my own label to take care of my family. So my family had to deal with the whole record label situation, you know what I mean? Whole music industry situation.
That's what's up, because I feel like independently you could do a lot. And then, like, for real, me, Basil, like, I really have high hopes for you. You call yourself an infant, but if you coming out like this as an infant, you definitely, you have no limits. It should be infinite or whatever.
My biggest word of advice for all the independent artists out there and everything is that you can do it, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to know the resources. Like, you got to go out there and study. Like, a lot of people think they can't do certain things because of funding and everything. There's always a way to do things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, research is the key. You know what I mean? You can get down with disc makers and get on the front page of iTunes and just pump that, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to buy a million CDs to get your sales, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Not today's world.
A lot of people say, hip hop is dead, but I'm just from my, like you said, doing research, man, the hip hop ain't dead, it just turned digital. So, iTunes, like, I got walking like a model up on iTunes now, you can get it for 99 cents, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on that.
Okay, that's what's up.
I realized that's what make people come to you. So, even in starting my own little, like, uphill struggle, that's the label that I started, you know what I mean? Like, if I ain't tell you about that, honest, but that's something that I started because it coincided with my life. Uphill struggle is my life, you know what I mean?
No, you
but
did
I'm gonna keep climbing.
We're going to talk about that, and we'll definitely talk about X-Squad DJs promoting Walking Like a Model being on iTunes so everybody can know that they can get it there. But I'm going to actually play this track, and I love this track because you told me
a couple responses that the DJs were telling you, and when you performed it at Plush, like, everybody started walking like a model. Like, it's no dance, but when you can fill a song and you start dancing, that's the shit. So join me, everybody, and shit. Walking like a model, Benny Basile, 5 on Philly Shine. Did that just stop? All right, so walking like a model, stop. What type of sound is that? Is how it starts?
Anyway. I heard the hills. You made a model, might as well or something. I don't know. Broke the hill or something.
What happened on Tyler Banks show last week? The girl got hit by a little pendulum. Walking like a model, take 2. Philly Shine, Benny Basile. Maybe I wasn't hype enough. I'm about to walk like a model.
Yeah, you
okay?
Got to get hype with
and
that one, man. I made
this
for y'all,
about
man.
To go there. Like, I'm about to walk like a model. I'm going to get a webcam for Thursday's show.
Yeah,
I ain't got it right
that.
Now. For Thursday's show, I'm going to be on YouTube and Ustream walking like a model, the Benny Basile song. Check. You're going to like this too, Key West. This might be the opening theme for your show and shit. Walking like a model. Bring them out. Drop it, give them 50. Check it out, y'all. Now it's going to work. Philly Shine. It better work. Blog Talk. Stop playing. I'm about to sing the song. Here we go. Technical difficulties, but we back. Showing on.
Talking, he flyed over side door, parking lot, 10-6, coops galore. Once he stepping off, freshman, they all roll. Check up for him, check for them two car loads. Follow them, squad got it in. Shorty walking like a model, fat ass, waist slim. Know they come to catch, so they all chase them. Like bait, no go fetch, dogs wait and straight 10. A dime, I say, keep on strut, keep high, she sway. Back and forth, just keep it up with your swag, of course.
Right.
Savvy, so glad we carry the torch. Miss Shirley, you should be bad from wearing shorts. Especially with heels on, sex in your pill draw. All light flash, you get your camera film on. I'm strutting with passion, damn, mama, you chillin'.
Come on.
Something like a model, something niggas that die for. When she walk in, the strut make the crowd go wild. Give her different looks like a slideshow. You know you killing it, baby. Byron feeling you crazy on your top. And my diligence, maybe. And if I'm not, then maybe then you embrace me, huh? Cause you know you the issue. You strutted like you are. I see that you ought to be coming of a star. You don't see these faces all wondering and all. They scared to confront her. Or ask for a number, sure. An attitude like Naomi or a cake mom, if you wanna take it all. Only difference from her and Giselle.
What?
She from the hood, so if that paper right hers is for sale. Streets is your runway.
Runway.
She's petite like a Sunday.
Sheesh.
You know the game gotta compete. You want play. Sexy like a leaf. Dead ain't got no bread. A nice piece of cake. Few decent lays, a few bags. Chop sprees, hit the mall, pop a few tags. If not, the shorty's gonna walk right by you. Strutting it like a mile.
Uh-huh.
No rap, no combo. Shit, like the model or something that you are. So let me see you. What?
number on Benny Basile, Walking Like a Model. Definitely crazy. Y'all know this is Philly Shine. I'm showing him off. And he actually told me a little earlier this week that he's doing a collab with my partner, my baby, Shelliano, was Philly King. Fuck what y'all saying. I know what I can say. But he definitely just joined in the Philly Shine, so I want to take this time to welcome Shelliano back to Philly Shine. What's good, boss? Chilling. I got Key West on the line, and Benny Basile is my guest for the night. We have some other people listening in on the call.
Yeah, I fucks with Benny.
Big Shell, what's up, homie?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. You know we got to get together, man.
Yeah, you know what it is. Your name, it's going down this year.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, lucrative business transactions, you know what I mean?
But ain't nothing wrong with it. Definitely shout out to you, Shell. What did you see in Benny? Like, was it? Did you get the chance to hear All Season Volume 1? Did you get the chance to see him perform?
Yeah, I got the CD, plus I seen him perform, man. You know what I mean? He on it, and to be truly honest, the last show that I seen him do, when a lot of people really weren't there to really witness it, you know what I mean? His concepts, his wordplay, he's still a rapper that respect, you know what I mean, wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We need more of them, you know what I mean? We need people that could really rap. Tired of all these chemical niggas, man. You know
what I mean? Chemical.
Yeah, they watering down, they watering down.
Key West.
That's
I
why we gotta bring it back, Shell.
Yeah, man. You know,
I love
it. Real Philly people, man. People that come from Philly that still respect Philly style, they in the lyrics, you know what I mean? And staying true to the roots of the East Coast. Not like I told you before, I don't got a problem with down south or West Coast, you know what I mean? But I just like people from where they come from to be true to where they come from, and you know, I feel like he's a stand-up dude, you know what I mean, for his music and how he portrays himself on stage and how he is as a person. Like, when I met him, you know what I mean, he was a real dude. So that's the type of niggas I want to do music with, you know what I mean?
Definitely, yeah. Big ups to you, Benny. Talk about your company, Uphill Struggle. Like, please tell us, like, who's a part of that, and definitely what are your objectives?
All right, Uphill Struggle is simple. It's like, to the laymen that don't know, Uphill Struggle is universal, but to the people that know the Muslims, man, you know what I mean? And it's like a jihad against the self. Uphill Struggle is a fight that everybody got against they self. And I know, like, my man Shell, you know what I mean, can pretty much, like, expound on that as well. Like, we all got demons inside of us, you know what I'm saying? It's like me being on parole, you know what I mean, and trying to get this label up and running. And I be, you know, I might have to stick my head out sometime like a turtle, you know what I mean? Take risks. I am a professional risk taker, but I know I got to take consequences for whatever I do. But that's the struggle with inside myself, knowing like I can't
see
run and go try to.
Wait, you see that wordplay, Shell? That was hot. Like, I'm a professional risk taker. I like that.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I can't jeopardize myself when everybody telling me like, look, man, we almost dead. We don't need you to go thinking you're going to go get some Uphill Struggle startup bread and fuck around and be sitting in a pen for 20 years telling a story about how nice I could have been, you know what I mean? So that's the struggle with inside myself. Uphill Struggle ain't no million-dollar label, ain't no bust your head wide open, super killer shit, no. We talking about the struggle, period. Like, how's the struggle to get on? How's the struggle with the self? Is it you have with your own knives, with your own desire, you know what I mean? So that's what that represents. I got my man General Tut riding with me. I got another artist from Chicago. We met down Greaterford, man. The nigga put up 2 cartons and never even met me. He just heard me rap one time and put 2 cartons up and said, this nigga the nicest nigga in the jail. And we down Greaterford. And I ain't even know this man. He called my mom. Some boy from Chicago called. I said, come on, shall we ride? You know what I'm saying? He going to be down Diamond Spotlight, too. You know what I mean? That's my man. So it's me, him, and my man General Tut right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, they definitely so welcome, and definitely not a stranger to Diamond Spotlight is Shelliano, and he does have his own company, LLC, paperwork and everything, the corporation. And, like, Shell's, like, you've been rapping. Like, Benny, he said that he's an infant.
You know what I mean? He's just coming out of jail. He's just getting things started or whatever. How do you have, like, what kind of advice could you give for artists for, like, your journey to now having your own record company and getting ready to push out your own projects?
I mean, you know, we both come from the same type of situation. You know, I came home from doing 3 years at Montevideo, facing 20 years and all that, you know, so it make you strive, you know what I'm saying? But far as, like, you know, company-wise, like, I know people just got to learn how to do paperwork. Paperwork, you know what I mean? You got to have organization and structure, you know what I mean? And the best thing I can tell people is, if you know what I mean, if you surrounded by a circle of people that don't want to be structured, then you need to exclude yourself out of that circle and try to, you know what I mean, stand up on your own too and build you another circle. Because, you know what I mean, this game, it ain't nobody going to give you no money or distribution if you're not seeming as a structured label, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what I mean, as far as the paperwork, you know what I mean, and all that, me getting my LLC and all that, that was just to show people that I was serious. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to give me the money, then I got to sit back and earn it and generate it myself. Then that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So, you know, even though they might be a major company out there that got more money than my label or more, you know what I mean, more, how should I say it? Quality artists or whatever, but at the end of the day, they still got respect for being my own boss, you know what I'm saying? So when they sit down and do business with me, they're going to deal with me as a boss. So, you know, I just want to make sure that people know, like, you know what I mean, you can have your own label. You can really go out here and get it. Like, it ain't got to be just a word. You know, a lot of people be like, yo, I got this. I represent such and such entertainment, but they don't got no paperwork on it. If you don't got no people that's really, really just ready to sit down and sacrifice with you and sign their name on that line with you for these taxes, because these taxes are motherfucking big. That shit ain't no joke, like, setting up these bank accounts. But one thing, like, for Benny Basil and people like me that have been incarcerated or whatever, you know what I mean, and preserved, we come out, we got good credit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Once you got A1 credit, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
It's off to the races, you know what I'm saying? So, no, man, I wish everybody the best.
Oh, man. MG, I love it. Like,
you know,
a man with good credit, nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean? My whole thing is, you're like, you know, I went to this little situation. I had seen Mike Knox and seen Baines. And, you know, I shook both their hands or whatever, you know. Like, my whole thing is, man, with Gil, like, I just did a joint with Gil, like, doing a show with Gil and all that. And my whole thing is, man, Philadelphia, we got to come together, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
A lot of people got to stop ego tripping. Even myself, like, you know, as me being an artist, I got an ego. As anybody that's an artist, they got ego.
Definitely.
But you know what I mean? This ain't no emotional business. Like, this is business, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? You can still handle your business like men, you know what I mean? And make sure that it's handled firm. I'm not really, I used to be before, like, damn, why are these other niggas getting on? Or why are these niggas getting, you know, man, if they was chosen, you know what I mean? Maybe because they listen. You know what I mean? I ain't really followed the path of a lot of other people. So, you know what I mean? Maybe it was my path to get my own money in my own way. But you know, I shout out to all them niggas, man.
What do you have coming up for yourself, Shells, before I get back into this other music? What do you have upcoming for yourself that we like to show off? You know how we like to show off.
I got an album that was already out called the Beautiful Hood Music, and I remixed it and made the Diary. And I had another album I had just out called Boss All Bosses. You know what I mean? And, the Diary album had went over to China and Yugoslavia, a couple places. So, you know, right now I'm suing them people.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean? That had that album selling for like $7.99 for a long time. You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, overseas, man.
Crazy.
I'm with you, right?
That chicken.
But I got another album I'm dropping right now called Strugglenomics to Dream. It's a double CD. It's going to be 40 songs on it. You know what I mean? I'm working on doing like at least like 12 to 10, 20 videos for it, like with local people that film, local producers that shoot camera work and all that, and other people that's like from far out shooting it. I'm working on my traveling skills, like far as doing shows in like Arizona, Connecticut, Atlanta, and California, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to be considered local. I'm trying to see if I can get the paper to revive a story that they had did about me before, you know what I mean, knowing that I got my own company. And, you know, man, I'm looking for the road to the riches, about to put all my albums on the internet and sell all of them, you know, setting up the PayPal accounts. I just opened me a Facebook yesterday. I don't even do the Facebook.
Shut up. What is it? I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook right now.
You got to play all them Jones. Hey, Shell, you got to play all them Jones, homie. Like, that's how I felt at first, but you got to play them Jones.
Coming from where we come from, though, like, I really didn't want to, I don't really like doing a lot of,
What's your Facebook? Stop playing. What's your Facebook right now? I got the mobster.
You know what I mean? You know how it goes.
Shelly the mobster, I failed you.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Didn't put a picture up yet?
Nah, I ain't even put a picture up yet.
Okay, I see it.
I got the show coming up with Sandman at the Art Garage the 18th.
Okay, yeah, shout out to you. I'm going to definitely bake that up.
Start sliding down. What is that?
The Art Garage.
Lehigh.
No, I got you. 15th Ridge. 1521 Ridge Avenue, right off of Borden Ridge. Definitely shout out to Sandman. He's starting it off tomorrow. He's finishing off March or whatever. No, tomorrow's April 1st. Is it? No, tomorrow's the 31st. I'm tripping. Yeah, finishing off tomorrow, his concert series, and he's going to be doing it every first and third Sunday at the Arts Garage continuing. So this Sunday is going to be definitely popping off with a concert. And then, you know, I definitely have the showcase at Mill Creek Tavern, Diamond Spotlight. Artists come through, we showing off. Shelly and I got all these models, and my sister's going to help do the little bottle service. We're going to do a real, real, real husky this time.
You know I'm going to be there for you.
Your mom's going to be walking in like a model, man.
We're going to need that walking like a model, definitely.
Oh, no doubt.
To be playing.
I got the documentary coming out, too, you know what I mean? So, Boz, if you want to get on that footage, you know what I mean, at the Diamond Joint, I'll make sure I get you on there.
All right, that's what's up. I'm doing a little low-budget hood joint, too. I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, because, you know, one hand wash the other, both hand wash the face, man. You can definitely get on this joint, too.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Shout out to Key West, man. He be doing major events. Hey,
what's up, homie?
Yeah, I mean, what's up, my nigga? I'm on Key West album. Yeah, man. One thing I say about Key West, you know what I mean, he definitely can handle his business, you know what I mean, as far as throwing shows. A lot of niggas need to, you know what I mean, start opening up a little more to all these venues, man, that's making sure rappers is getting the spotlight that they need to get, because, you know, Philadelphia don't got it unless you create it, you know what I mean?
It ain't that many spots in the city for us. Every time we get something, somebody destroy it with the fighting and everything like that. So, man, people got to support the ones that's doing it.
Yeah,
and one thing about Key West, too, man, he sell records.
Yeah.
He's probably selling, man.
But you know why? You know why? Because Key, one thing about Key West and sharing is like, it's one thing to do something, but you have to actually promote it. You have to pay for your stuff to be promoted. You have to link up with other people, tell people about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And definitely once the music speaks for itself, they tell a person, they tell a person, they tell a person. So it's all about definitely bigging up a lot of, bigging up yourself and bigging up each other. Like, it's no doubt. I know one thing. I got a crazy amount of love and respect for the guys that I have on the line. And I don't know who else is tuning in. I see your numbers. I'm not going to shout you out, but if you press 1, I will open up your line and you can shout out and throw off with the rest of us. But I would like to also invite everybody on the line. I am a part of a nonprofit group, Artists Against Violence, an NSF project build-up with Pacia Jenkins, and we're getting ready to do a really great panel where we're going to have the youth speaking to us to tell us what's going on with them. They're going to have some members of the Flash Mobs or whatever and some other kids that are just, like, really into a lot of violent things, you know what I mean, and just definitely need an outlet. So I would definitely need you guys to support the event. It's going to be April 10th, 22nd in Lehigh at the Cecil B. Moore Center. And then the 19th, I'm organizing a concert. So, Shells, you know I want you to perform. Key West, if you're off during that day, I would love for you.
I'm there. You know all you got to do is tell me. I'm there.
For the kids, like, we're going to definitely do a real, real nice concert and a chance for kids to ask us questions. You know, sometimes they need to have a hip artist or somebody they can relate to. And as artists, I feel like sometimes you have to step out of your image to sometimes give back. So that's what I definitely want to do. And I always employ, like, even though I curse in my music and sometimes I don't want kids to listen, but I will go out and talk to them because I can converse with children and I do want better for them. Me being a person that didn't take that dirty road to want to be a stripper, want to be a whatever dirty thing, whatever, I don't know.
You know what, man, I got something else to say. You know, this one thing I want to tell everybody that's on the line listening, man. Bring back some of them old rappers that used to be out, man. Like, shout out to, like, my man Bad News from 100X, like, 100X.
Bad News.
My man Case Rye, like, you know what I mean? Dude, K-Sherrod, like, Mad Flow. Like, these dudes, like, dudes that can really rhyme. Like, I miss hearing their music, man. You know what I mean? Dudes, the hot producers that rap and all that. Like, bring them back, man, because I think a lot of people feel like once you hit 30, you know what I mean, you can't rap no more because you got all these young dudes like, you almost 30 and I'm only 20. So what? That don't mean like,
you know what? That's when you're at your prime, Shell.
I'm actually a prime.
I made it past the
statistic level, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shout out to all my rappers, you know what I mean, from the golden years, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man, the shit that you can talk about now being 30, that's the difference. See, like, a lot of people bop their head. They just, you know, get caught up with the beat. Listen to the words. Like, the nigga that's been through something in his life, like, that's what I painted. A real artist painted.
Now. I really respect that, and that's cool, but I don't think that it's only older artists that get it. You know what I mean? Because I know some young artists, like the young artist I just had on earlier, Vine, he will blow you guys away. Like, I'm looking at him. He's like 20. I'm like,
whoa. There's definitely dudes that's come from a good cloth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that a lot of the rappers can't, because the younger can't be on that level. But basically what I'm saying is there was a lot of people that was making a lot of good music that could really rap that hung their careers up because they had real life situations going on. You know what I mean?
And I
miss it. Like, you know what I mean? Because Philadelphia was known for being original. There was a lot of dudes that really rapped original type flows. You know what I'm saying?
I wanna shout them out, but I actually, this is Philly Shine. I like to show off. I want to put you guys on to something before I play the next track from Benny Basile. It's All Right, produced by Chad West. But my homie Street Lotto, like, you guys will love him. I had him on my show a couple Thursday ago. We were only talking for like a half an hour because Blog Talk was doing this thing where it wouldn't let me in. And my show was downloaded over 200 times, and I'm like, dang, so it's just talking. This boy is so thorough. He just has Game and Fortune hosted by DJ Truth. You know Truth is that boy in Philly. But I want y'all to check out this track. It's Over. I love it. I hope y'all do too. But check it out, Philly Shine. Chilling with my bosses. It's over. Come on, Blog Talk, stop playing. All right, Blog Talk on the egg frame. See, this is the stuff I be talking about with Blog Talk. Do I need a better computer? Is it
I got a show too, honest. It's just blog talk.
Well, since some of the callers that was tuning in just raised their hand while I wait for blog talk to act right. We'll check in on them. And if you want to speak, all you have to do is press the number one, and I will come to your phone, and you can show off with us. 215-791. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 215-791. You just press one, just cuss. All right, well, you definitely can still tune in and listen. Actually, Blog Talk is working a little better right now. So we're about to introduce my bosses I got online to my peoples from down south, Street Lotto, my favorite track, the last track on Gaming Fortune, and he's an XY DJ artist. It's over. Check it out.
Okay. Yeah. Lotto.
Lord, eyes on me.
Please forgive me of my sin.
Yeah.
Take the pain away.
Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl say she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Reception Lotto, where you been?
It's over.
Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. Lotto was a general. Lotto got them soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is a closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him. That nigga's back away. Back away. That nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go right away.
Gonna with money like we're posted.
These girls gooped up, ran a lot of chicks, now that the whips stay cooped up.
Lotto!
I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains, lame sitting hang if they was dangling for my loose chains. Hello, indeed a jacket match the shell toe. Walking on the cloud, feel like I smoked a half an elbow. You pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? I'm on my last glass, green lemon 60 and I'm 40 miles past that. A nigga past that, Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like. Money cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up. I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto. Baby, before she didn't know me.
Gonna buy, getting money like we're posters. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of dice and then we post up. Grab the baddest part that we can find and now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
With the halogenic gleam. Say she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Perception over. Where you been?
It's over.
I especially love the pause in this beat. This track just goes so hard. definitely. Shout out to my boy Street Lotto. Lotto! Much love to the track. It's over. Fast track on Game and Fortune, hosted by DJ Truth. Check out Street Lotto's picture. I definitely just included everybody who's the X-Squad artist into a new album on my Facebook page so you can check out everybody. I'm not even going to talk about them, but Two-Face. Did you see Two-Face? Key West, we might have to see if she could be a guest on the show. Just look on my page. New album, all the fine artists. Shout out to N.O.E. Shout out to Street Lotto and everybody else. But we will get back into the show because, like I said, I'm showing off Benny Basile. He has some new music. And, Benny, what'd you feel on that track I just played?
Yeah, I like that, John. I can't really appreciate it. Like, you know what I mean? On the phone, it's like a motherfucker playing something for me, like, through the phone. I need to hear that, John, with some speakers. Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely you need to hear it.
What it sound like is hitting for something.
I'm going to figure maybe it might have to be when I go to a different form or whatever, but it's no real way to get Blog Talk to sound right sometimes. It's got to be super mixed and mastered. Like, I don't know. Do you have a clarity issue when you do your show, Key West?
I think it's that the view people listening through the phone.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the whole clarity issue with the music.
Because okay.
even like tracks that I do sometimes, you know, I go to like best of the best.
Definitely. You're right.
I think it's an over the phone thing.
But you know what? We love Blog Talk. We love the forum. I like to be able to broadcast and show up for my friends. I'm fortunate enough to have my show for longer than a lot of people, so I don't have to adhere to some of the rules that they, restrictions they give people.
Yeah, when I got back on Blog Talk, I was like, what is all these new rules?
And it's like all these new rules, like Eddie Murphy, new rules. I'm going to place them right on the refrigerator so you can see them right there.
I just paid for the upgrade. Like, look, man.
I don't need to pay for the upgrade. I'm going to because I kind of don't appreciate it. I can still get a lot of callers. I think it was like 20 callers I had on the joint at once the other night. But before it used to be, you could have 100 callers at once. I had like 45 once before blowing. I'm changing all the system. Like, what's going on? Like, I remember throwback shows. We got to bring them back.
I looked at that joint. It said 7 callers at a time. I was like, yeah, how much is this? Because 7 callers ain't going to do me no good.
No, but I don't know. Sometimes my show is funny. Sometimes I have like 15 numbers and they'll say it's full. Sometimes it'll be 20 and they'll say it's full. Sometimes it was like 8 and they said it was full. I'm like, whatever, I ain't paying for that. Y'all call my phone. Y'all know how I do it. But back to the interview. You know, we just be tripping on here by Sil. Like, I want to talk about you as an artist and how you were able to meet up with some of the producers that you work with, especially like Chad West. Like, how did you come about working with him?
I don't know. I just think, like, everything happened for a reason, like it's divinely decreed. Like I told you, I kind of pushed the rap away, you know what I mean? And it just, everything just came to me. I feel like when you, sometimes, man, like when it's destined, man, it's like you ain't got to do too much effort, like running the effort, putting the, like exerting too much effort, it just land on your lap, man. Like the way I met up with dude is crazy. Like it's just a dude came to me at the gas station trying to sell a CD. His name was Ali Prime Minister. He made a couple beats for me. Shout out to Ali Prime Minister. I fucks with Ali. He was selling some CDs. I said, I'm going to support you whether it's garbage or not. You know what I mean? Because I see you out here grinding. Let me get 3 of them. Buy a couple joints off him. Then that's how me and him link up, and him and Chad West, you know, just so happened to be good friends. And, you know, he heard some of my work I get with Ali. I tried to do some recording with him. We had a little joint in the crib. He's like, if you want to, you know, meet up with my man Chad, you can go in a big studio and do your mixtape. Because I was like, look, I want to put out a mixtape. And that's just like, it just worked like that. And then when I started recording with Chad, first it was like, you know, paying the money, you know, for the hour or whatever, or the hours I was doing, the 8-hour session, I paid the money. And he was kind of high. He wanted like $50 an hour, you know what I mean? But after he heard a couple, that was a little high to me, shit, you know what I mean? But after he heard a couple tracks, he said, "Damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you nice, man. You know what I mean? What you trying to do?" So, you know, I said, "Man, I'm just trying to roll the dice, man. You know, however they land, fuck it. You know what I mean?"
Shout out to that story.
He gave me
like
eight tracks, man. And one thing I can say about a producer, man, that's like book state. You ain't got to do nothing. You can sit back on your tracks, give it to a motherfucker like me that's going to push crazy, and you going to get residual when I make this shit do what it do. You know what I mean?
You know what? I would like to really shout out your music. Like, I already played They Know, which I played a couple times on the show, and I feel like that's a really great lyrical content song, just talking about you as an artist. And then I also played Walking Like a Model, which had the lyrical content, but it was a club track. And then It's All Right is one of those heartfelt joints, like, Key West, it's something like Shells, like, dude, you know, like, that song that, like, choke you up a little bit, like.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, so, I would say, like, on my last show Sunday, I was talking about artists being able to cross over and being versatile, and I really feel like you embody what I said on Sunday, because you have to be able to make a song for the hood, for your block, you know what I mean? Then make a song for the club. And then make a song that everybody can learn something from. It's nothing wrong with that. And it, yeah, the talent to pull it off. But
that's
yeah,
what I believe in teaching, man. I be trying to teach, like, through experiences. And that song right there, like, Keys, like, that's something that you would want to tell, so to say, your chick, but you don't probably want to tell her to her face, because she probably be like, "Nigga, fuck that, I'm leaving."
Yeah.
So you got to just play that song. Like,
you know, this song is deep, QS. Wait till we get to it. But I have one of the callers who's in a call log just press the number one, indicating that they want to say something, they want to show off on the show. So I'm going to go to that caller, and then anybody else, if you have anything you want to say, you want to shout out or big up some of the comments, you want to give your point of view, just press the number one, and I'll open you up. We can show up together. But 215-847, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, baby girl? Yeah, this is Haas from West Philly.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sweetie. Hey, I grabbed that, this is a mixtape store on 52nd and Chestnut, and I was in there grabbing some mix joints, and I seen that Benny Basile joint, and I grabbed that joint, and, like, my man is nice, man. Like, you can tell he one of the last of the dying breed of, like, you know what I'm saying, real rappers, you know what I'm saying? He's not no bubblegum Laffy Taffy rapper. And another thing I like about him, he's not conforming to that down south style. Like, he's sticking to his script. He's sticking to his guns. Mm-hmm. And one thing about me, when I listen to music, or if I grab something and like, listen to somebody new, I listen for their lyrics. And my man is a true lyricist, you know what I'm saying? Like, he stick to the subject, you know what I'm saying? I mean, his rhyming is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And you could tell he a real, you know what I'm saying, you could tell he a real dude, you know, real recognized real. And I can hear in his lyrics, you know what I'm saying, that he a real dude, man. And, like, if the right person hear this boy, like, that's in the industry already,
mm-hmm.
the right person hear him, boy going to get on, I'm telling you. He going to get on.
What's up, like, man? What's your name, Roy?
My name Haas, man, from West Philly.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you appreciated that, John. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad,
listen,
you,
man,
I'm glad
man,
you appreciated that, John, man, because, you know,
man,
that's what I make my music
down
for
you,
niggas
man,
like us.
Yeah.
No,
my man Mo. My man Mo was down with you for, like, you know what I'm saying, for, like, 6 years upstate, man, so he know you. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So,
Moosa?
Yeah, Moosa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's my man. He,
yeah, that's my man,
said,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
shout out
yeah.
to everybody upstate. But definitely everybody tuning in on a show right now, I would love for you all to join me, Diamond Spotlight, at Mill Creek Tavern, 4200 Chester Avenue. Hit me up, get your tickets, or you can pay at the door. Two floors, second floor, VIP party all night. And the first floor, we are going to have a music showcase and open mic. So get at me, 215-200-7554. And I'll definitely update you. And if it's anybody else who has anything to say, please press the one right now, because we're about to go into this track. Like he said, this is like a man talking to a woman on some real shit. Like, it's all right. Like, but we're going to go into it on Philly Shine and get to know a little bit more about Benny Basile and his grind and what's new with him. Check it out. It's all right. Produced by Chad West, too. Gotta add that, right?
No.
Shout out to Benny by Still, a real nigga.
It's way more than my actions display say. It's way more than just a sex thing, and I should cater the stuff you asking me. Knowing there's only time, but in my mind, shit needs a playoff, so stop harassing me. But that response was my pride. No, it saddened me to see you cry, but I took it as a form of flattery, cause I knew I had you open. I shouldn't exploit your feelings, but I've been exploited through dealings. Look, I'm open to. Could be my choice and my women, but here my point of view. I'm still here, arrow pointed at you. At times, I may be bitter, so I fluctuate. And I could be that nigga that you also can hate. Boiling inside, you can't stomach me. Your mind racing, but found patience not to be done with me. And continue loving me. I don't think I deserve it. I don't think that I'm worth it. Man, I don't know what it is. It's alright. I know you hear me, but you leery from how I kept abusing the trust. Well, love hurts and it's selfish, I know, cause I felt it. But I still get it, Mr. Screw with love. I need help, ish. Man, I ain't perfect, but I try. You think it's game, but I don't wanna hurt you, so I lie. I got to keep that curtain on your eyes, cause if you seen half as I shared it, I'll murder you inside. I have to keep you there, this is a courtesy of mine. Laughter's turned tears, got you nervous all the time. I see just what I'm doing to you, but my desires got me blind, so I really can't see just what I'm doing to you. You said you couldn't take it, I'm so wrong for this. Now they got you medicated, taking Zoloft, ish. The Prozac, I noticed that we no longer click. I'm wishing we can go back to prolong our bliss, but dang, sorry. Me for cheating in these crazy fights is hard, so occasionally I might take you on trips, be doing it, trying to make things right. I had chicks hating you when you drive by, you stay cute, skate through in that baby blue Cayenne. Only way to race you is a high dime. Love and hate, that's a mistake. It should be a fine line, pipe keep you blind, use it to my advantage, use the spite of my mind. You wouldn't understand it, I took you for granted. I got booked in the can and I thought wouldn't ride for a Z, I got my answer. Said I'd never cheat again. Here I go and meet again. Dirty dog, wrong. Know about the Libra men. I'm out of pocket though, like why I had to be a friend. The last time we probably ever get to speak again.
Wow.
This gonna be alright, baby. I promise you. And I ain't just talking this shit down. I really mean it.
I ain't just talking shit this time. I really
mean it. Yo, man, that door high. I can't believe that punchline still gets me. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, whoa. And then I'm doing it again. Whoa. Shout out to Benny by Still. It's all
right. Fire right there.
But he can't see. Hey, man. So I'm going to speak for him. For all my nigga names. It's all right, baby.
See the visual honest in the well on a cell phone,
of
you know
course.
What I mean? I have a chick right here, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a visual
right
there, man. Where the fuck 106 and Park at, man? That's 106 and Park
right
is right there, baby.
Yeah, that's definitely, that's it.
Yeah,
high
honest. I need that.
All right, I got you. I'm going to forward it to you right now.
Look, this is all I'm going to do. I'm going to send it to my girl on an email.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Russ, that don't mean to like more than you ain't gotta say
man,
nothing.
I'm be like, look, my man saying it all for me, you know what I mean? Like,
what's
up? All right, look forward to it. And then if anybody else needs me to forward them the music, I'll let you, girl.
I'll play that joint tomorrow, dead up.
Yeah. I'm definitely
going to
play
it tomorrow on my radio show.
Well,
yeah, his show, Key West Live, please take this time to give a little plug so everybody can know where they can hear this song again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. On Live with Key West, that goes down every Wednesday at 6 and every Saturday at 3. Call in number 347-426-3994. Artist, if you want my email, just hit me up on my celly. You know what I mean? 215-200-0601. Tomorrow we got R. Dot as my special guest. You know what I mean? He just had his big surgery. As soon as he got done surgery, he got back in the booth. You know what I mean? So he my special guest tomorrow. But, you know what I mean? Definitely hit me up. You know what I mean? Hit my cell up if you want to email and all that. I play everybody's stuff. You dig me? So, you know.
That's what's up. It's definitely about showing off. And you got some real good music, Benny. Like, I mean, how do you feel about crossing over or, like, being versatile as an artist?
I mean, that ain't really no crossover. Like, do you know what the name of the mixtape was?
Which one? Uphill
All
Struggle?
All Season.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Season, like chicken. You know how you season meat? Season,
mm-hmm.
Man, I could take you to the jail yard. I could take you to the street. I could take you to the woman because, you know, I scream macking. So I could go any way you want, walking like a model. I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't crossover to me. That's just diversity and being seasoned from all different. Some niggas just hardcore. So
mm-hmm.
They're not seasoned. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm seasoned, meaning I can go hard. I can go, you know, about the broads. I can go about stories. Like, stories is my thing, but I like to paint a picture, but sometimes I like to let you know, make them party as well, so I got to go walk. I like a model. You know what I mean? A little different, you know.
Yeah, we definitely got to be, you got to be diverse. Shout out to everybody
who came
into the call. Like, you know, if you want to say something, you want to give a shout out or whatever, just press the number one. I'll have see that your hand raised, and I will definitely come to your call, and you can show off with us. And now we're going to keep the show moving. Like, definitely, it was a good little, I wouldn't call it a breakup song, but that's just like a keeping it real song. He just played with deep shit, but it was hot. It's
and you know what's deep? I made that for the woman, but like all my gang, like I done had niggas done take that joint and run out my car, right, and just keep a copy of it, telling them, no, listen, I love this joint. So it's crazy because the niggas like was on it, and I really made it for the females. Yeah, man, that's what's crazy about that joint.
But you know what? That song is definitely for everybody. I cannot say that you could just limit it to one genre. And I think that's how music is supposed to be. It's supposed to be something that more than one person is going to want to listen to.
Oh,
and you know what I mean? It's all about sharing, you know what I mean? But shout out to everybody who's listening in, everybody who's online listening, everybody who's calling in. And, like, also, if you call in, you want to say something, just press the number one. I know that your hand's raised and you have a comment or you just want to show off on Philly Shine. And don't forget Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. Mill Creek Tavern is so going down. It's like 8 flyers. Everybody's supporting. Got my models. Bottle service. 2 floors. It's going to be crazy. But
I got a quick shout out. Can I give a quick shout out?
Of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to give a major shout out to Honest Fire, man. You know, I really appreciate what you're doing, you know, with this Philly Shine. And, you know, playing my music, man, so people can hear it. Man, I definitely got to give you a big shout-out, man. Shout-out to Honest Fire, man. When we going to get on the track together?
Yo, man, we going to get on the track together. We was talking about that joint earlier. Like, definitely, like, if I don't get on the track with you, something wrong with the girl.
Because I got to show you some love the same way you're showing me, man.
I'm trying to make the money with you just like I tell everybody else. Like, let's get it. Like, yeah, let's get up on
it.
As a matter of fact, speaking of get up on it, I got to give a love shout-out to my boo. He's definitely an X-Squad DJ artist getting ready to be signed. I love him. He just won that big, huge Clear Channel event performing in front of 150,000 people. My little boyfriend, Lou Ryder, he started out singing backup for Life Jennings. Like, shout-out to Life Jennings, Jay Rush, huge supporters of X-Squad DJs and Philly Shine. But this is his song, Get Up On It. Actually, a song that made me want him to be my man. It's like, no. But still showing off, Philly Shine. Check it out. Just a little R&B.
man, you know. For sure. Hey, I'ma get that. I'ma get that. Believe me.
I ain't trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like sugar body type. I'll give you everything that you would wanna, wanna. You're the classy type and see some world reserves. They'll make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and I'll be my name's the writer. It's nice to meet ya. Your friends acting jealous and the fellas, they gon' be hating. Cause now you're taking. We gon' be with tasting, they mouth and all I'm saying. First I'm gonna talk to ya, before I do ya, give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
Check out the old shows. We're going to show off later.
I smell trouble.
I don't deal in no trouble. But you know what? We about to change it up a bit. It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nothing open but legs and hospitals. Shout out to the next song I'm about to play. Did you hear what I said? I'm not accepting no calls. This is not business on this hour. Ain't nothing open but legs and hospitals. So we're going to definitely have to play Throw Your Leg Up, G-Stacks, Dollar the General, Blake. Check it out. Thundercats, ho! All the ladies, throw your leg up. Ain't nothing else open. Smash the move, Key West!
Keep going, I'm flirting. But the way your booty maneuver, you put work in. And I'm nervous, yes indeed. But I'ma hit that, best believe I'm certain. I'm so cool, I'm surfing. And when I get it in the bed, it's curtain. On purpose, tell her put a leg up. Daddy, it's hurting, baby, I'm swerving. I know you like it like that. Spin around to the front, let me hit it like that. Yeah, you can holler at a ball. Tell a DJ rewind it, I'ma just grind it. Somebody else who did the song. Cause if we did it, they didn't. You know they did it wrong. But we did it better for your leg up and sing along. I'm looking shorty, I'm seeing the way you drop that. Stop that, you make me wanna pop that. Get you on your knees, put your face on my ass. I'm asking shorty, forgive me, I need a mic check. Hold up, don't hold your breath, girl, breathe. You the reason why I'm in this club and can't leave. You the reason why I lost the car to the keys. Or the keys to the car, you a star, girl, please. Throw your leg up, show me what you working with. Let your booty jiggle, show me what you twerking with. Yeah, you can come and dance with a ball. Tell a DJ rewind it, I'ma just grind it. Throw your leg up, show me for your leg up.
General, wheelchair bully, My nigga's definitely going to be in the building on Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern, and I'm going to be on stage showing off, and we're going to do that track, A Girl Like Me. I see you, Wanda. You ready to speak up? Shout out to Erico 813-373. Just press the number 1. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, right.
What's good, baby?
And it's your boy J3 and Squad DJs repping Tampa, Florida, calling in to the Philly Shine Show. What's happening?
Chilling, showing off my artist, Benny Basile, right now. Definitely showing love to everybody. Getting ready for my event this Sunday, Diamond Spotlight. And I'm sorry, I dropped the jewel. Yes, X Squad DJs is invading Philly the first weekend of June. And you're invited, though. But you're invited, J3. Bring Tampa to Philly first weekend in June. But what do you think of the show so far? I had to apologize first.
Oh, it's all good. You know, I know you invited me last after everybody. I know I'm the new booty in that squad, but it's all good, you know.
Give them a chance to talk about what you do with Southern Muscle. And I see I have other callers who pressed the number 1. Give me a second. I get right to you so we all can show off. But please tell everybody about Southern Muscle. And DJ Day 3, I want to introduce you to Benny Basile. Benny Basile, DJ J3.
What's happening?
Yo, what's good with you?
Oh, man, nothing. What's up with you?
And they know what it is, man. Quick rundown right quick. I got Southern Muscle Radio. It's on every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying? It goes down. We're giving all the independent artists some love. You get interviewed. You know, today we had a caller from Las Vegas on the line giving out TV interviews in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Y'all take that number down, 646-727-2352. Once again, 646-727-2352. That's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. We do it big, just like Philly Shine, but we down here in the gunshine.
And they got Southern Muscle. Like, you got to have that muscle. Need that. Shout out to the other caller who just called in and pressed the number 1 from the Philly era. Like I said, everybody else who's listening in, if you want to say something, you want to join in the show, just please press the number 1. Open your mic. You join in the show. Be a guest also. So many guests. But 267-515, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, Honest. This is Nationwide Dream Squad of Frankfurt.
Hey, what's good, baby? Welcome, 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 welcome back to the show.
Yes, yes. I'm looking so forward to Sunday at Mill Creek. I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah, it's going down. I loved your energy. You definitely killed it last first Sunday, Diamond Spotlight. You like, I ain't going to spit, but I'm going to do this. What's up? What's up, yo, Billy? Was you there when she killed it at the end? She was getting on stage. What's up? I'm saying. Yo, it was just like so much. Your swagger was amazing, but you don't even rap. She does PR. Definitely, if you meet the Nationwide Dream, get a chance to talk to her. She is definitely a dream. And I want to introduce you to DJ J3. Please meet Nationwide Dream. We'll definitely have to have you two talk because she's a go-getter.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, wait, I think I muted his mic. Oh, sorry. It's cool. We're going to definitely get a chance to show off my girl Nationwide Dream Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern. The last flyer is going to be pushed more and more to cut off more paper. Fuck it, whatever, wasted. But we're going to get wasted this weekend. But right now, we're going to talk about this next track from Benny Basile. You want to introduce My Turn? Talk about it a little bit. You want to introduce it, Benny?
Yeah, My Turn is like pretty much letting everybody know I've been away for a long time. You know what I mean? At one point, I felt like it was the prime of my life. But as Shell touched on, you know, being 30 and experienced, I believe it's my turn. And I'm at the, you know, like the top, the pinnacle, like the peak of my career right now. So I believe it's my turn, and they got to let me in this game, man. And that's what this song is about. That's how I wrote it. I got my man, shout out to my man Fahane singing a hook. He's crazy. You know what I mean? Check this joint out. My Turn. Benny Basile featuring Fahane.
Philly Shine, y'all. Check it out. And down the spotlight this Sunday. Crazy plug. I got
general, general. We the connect, we the connect.
Benny, uh-huh. In all honesty, I think I waited long enough on hold. I've been patient long enough. I can't sleep, got me pacing like a nut, like a patient, like I'm such. But this paper I'ma touch. By any means, hit the payment if I must. Hit and miss, but they gon' pay me if I bust. Cause I ain't playing fair. Play for keeps, they play square. And pray on the weak. And I never been to L7. Kept paper blue notes like Hal Melvin. Kept scraping two totes like them pound sevens. If it got to go down like now, let it. I let the lane slide, now it's my turn. Benny by Stern, I'ma stand firm, now learn. I hate to stand greedy, not wait until they feed me. I'ma say, give me, take anything in my reach. Shit.
Ain't gonna be the best, nothing less. To the top, we're moving.
Open hand that never panned out cause the soldier can't, and that ain't no pride, but I'm swollen, damn. If you ain't noticed, I'm surely not them. Solely one him, so many phony grown men even got $1 million, so he Tony Montana. I mean, I only watched them, I seen so many drop duds. Now I know what not to do, now watch us. I'm here, no pop block, I keep popping up. They scared, gotta rock, I'ma keep them locked up. Been years in the state pen just waiting. Now my day is here, I'ma say this shit clear and stay aware. It's my turn, I came to be the best, it's gon' burn. Cause there's a lot of pain up in this chest. If I paint it, I reflect. What I'm saying is a step. Let you climb in your mind, elevate it to the next level.
To be the best,
best,
nothing
left.
Step, 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 to the top, we're moving.
They in the game, they playing, but they ain't speaking sense. Is he convinced? Hell no, watch the people wench. Throw them they towels as they seat the bench. By the shot, he is not the prince. Don't be surprised, Holly slobbing him. Barry, not Robinson. Mary, not promising. Highest on the hip, talk shit, but she was there when I was popped out the bench. Then the velocity done hit. Turn their stomachs out, they gon' vomit, now they sick. They gon' sign them for a grip. Plus the talent there, undecided, still a signing on the strip. I need a milli though, far from a spark. He the hottest in the city though. Modern day they give me so. Ponder if they hear me though. Deny me in this critical breakdown. Y'all gon' break down. This is my time.
Ain't gonna be the best, nothing less. Yeah, to the top we're moving.
General.
General.
We need to connect. I'm saying, and Henry Ron, which means the general in Spanish.
Absolutely. Much love. And right now, I definitely want to give a shout out to some very talented women. I want to give a quick shout out, style, entertainment, and fashion, to Miss Chris, Runway Inc., the hottest new site around. Entertainment, star interviews, and more. If you are a trendsetter, then sign up for a free account now at www.runwayinc.com. That's RUNWAYINK.com. And shout out to Miss Chris, Toxic, the Egyptian, Benny Basile, Bruno Breaks, like everybody. Just go ahead and check up on the site. I have a flyer right here, sis. Y'all know I definitely support you guys. So big ups, and thanks for saying that you're going to put up my blog tomorrow. Big ups. But we have somebody who's been listening for a while, finally pressed the number one. So we want to join into Philly Shine. I would love to hear what you want to say, caller 267-592. Welcome
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is VVS Stone. What up with you, sweet?
What's good? Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm taking it easy. Loving life, loving life.
No, okay. I'm going to definitely hit you up. What did you think about the show so far? You want to be showing off on Philly Shine also?
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. I'm loving the support you show to everybody, and, you know, everybody get on here and show each other the support. That's what's up, man. Shout out to everybody on this joint right now, all the artists, you know, everybody doing their thing, man. Y'all definitely doing your thing real big.
That's what's up, yeah. And definitely thank for everybody who's called in tonight, who joined me. Shout out to my new friends on Facebook and Blog Talk. Candylicious and Sun 782. I forget. I'm sorry. Memory is horrible. But we'll big them up later. I'm all about picking up stuff to people. But thank you, Benny Basile, for joining me tonight. I'm going to definitely have a part two because this guy got mad music and we're going to have a collab all crazy coming up real soon. But I want to get into the final song and then I'm going to let you do some shout outs or whatever, and we close the show out. I'm going to give love to the lovers, you know what I mean, at the end of the show. Shout out to everybody who's staying together through this winter weather. It's going to be crazy hot this weekend. I don't know what's going to happen at Diamond Spotlight, but it's going to be like 77 degrees outside. I ain't wearing much. I don't know whatever everybody else doing, but just saying. But shout out to the ones staying together through all the warm weather. This is Honest Fire and G Stacks, A Girl Like Me. Check it out. Being promoted. Heavy by X Squad. Might not end.
Oh, Honest, what up?
What's up, G Stacks?
That baby.
Southwest.
The one and only.
That's
right. If you ever been looking for somebody that you thought might ride for you for the rest of your life. And you was a G, or you a girl ass bitch, you gon' dig this song right here. Let's go.
I'm released from the trials, I gave you an inch and you took me a mile. I was impressed by the 50-yard line, plus you kept going like a daily marathon. And we vibe, our conversation's live, I feel like I could talk to you for hours at a time. Shop talk, we never gossip. You and my boss, so let's switch the topic. My bank account check, let's take a vacation. Different outfits just for your decoration. My heart's racing, standing ovation. I give you what you want, cause you were so patient. Perfect fit, I wasn't made for another. You know how I am in the streets and undercover. You got me feeling like there's no one above us. So daddy, let me feed you, you know that I need you.
I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who take
the ride for G. And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank so I eat.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal. Cause you keep me spoiled.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that's
surely what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you want to go. Whatever you need, I'ma get it for you. I thought you should know. Then I'm a rider, your first-hand provider. No second-hands at thrift stores when I'm around you. All you can rock is don't stick a bonnet and Prada. Christian Louis Vuitton. Sure they know I'm a winner. I'm a mobster. All she eats is steak and lobster for dinner. Whenever we in the city, she feel like I'm a forgetting. No, that ain't even in my character. You loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. And together we can tear it up. We can run the city, my pockets go to the tippy. Whenever you ride with me, I feel like I gotta do. See, I've been all around the world. I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank so I eat.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with tea. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
I'm the sweetest thing you ever know. You can hold down the throne. I can only play the background. Both of my positions known. We stick to the basics. The
time we invested. Long as I've been around, you've never been arrested.
No, that's no bullish, the way that you pull this off and get involved. Now I know you a real chick.
No dummy mission, this is unconditional. Love and affection, only real thugs getting. Can you deserve it?
I know I ain't perfect, but this is for certain. I'm something to work with, I'll write my name next to yours and put it in cursive.
Signed and sealed, 5 course meals, dinner for two.
I'm on your heel, shorty, you know the deal.
Team Park Reels, we shop.
The Audemars watch, got time to chill.
We got so much more to do, I'm included in Boundless.
I know you got my back, it feels good to be grounded.
I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank for my E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled to a T. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That was super, super hot.
Oh, dang. All right. Sorry, my phone was muted. Shout out to everybody who's listening on the line. Benny Basil, do you have any final shout outs you want to give before we go, whatever? It was just like so much love shown tonight, and definitely I'm thankful for you to be on the show, and I got to have you on back on again.
Oh, cut it out, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Shout out to Honest Fly. Shout out to my whole gang, man. General Tut, my producer, engineer. Shout out to Chad West, man. Shout out to the whole Uphill Struggle gang, my man Shot Down, you know what I mean? Benny Busfield, a.k.a. Mr. Foss, me, typical, the modern day Malcolm, man. I'm here, man. Come see me at Diamond Spotlight, too. I've been there.
This Sunday. Stone, you want any final shout outs before you go? Stone, I guess. We lost Stone. What about you, Hoss? I opened your mic back up. You got any
Hello?
Final shout outs? Yeah. Hello? Hi, I don't know. I guess we lost him too. Oh, the show's over. Hello? Oh, it didn't work. I don't know, but sometimes Blog Talk acts funny after the 1 o'clock hour goes. Like I said, this show's over. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. I had a great time. I'm going to definitely have some fun right in and look forward to collabing with you, Benny. I got a couple collabs coming up, so Mood Swing's definitely going to be crazy. That's my ish coming out soon, but more to come. Have a good night, Benny.
All right, definitely going to get with you, Honest. I appreciate it once again, man. You know what I mean? Are you having me here?
Definitely. Thank you.
Anytime.
Much love to you. Peace.
All right, B.